This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Wednesday edition. Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell, Gary Eminent sitting in for Scotty today, who's on assignment. He will be back tomorrow. Brought to you by our friends at Pucklich Valley City, your home for Chevy. They specialize in pre-owned one-owner trades, and they've got another one. Unbelievable. This is beautiful. A pre-owned 2019 Buick Envision. This is the Premium 2. The all-wheel drive, the compact SUV, it's a 19, has just over 10,000 miles on it. It's like new. The exterior is great, nice red, leather-appointed interior. The thing is loaded. Heated, cooled seats. I know that excites Todd, got to have that. Power liftgate, nav package, the backup camera. A lot more goes into that Premium 2 package on that 19 Envoy. Pucklich specializes in them right now on the lot for $38,500. They're going to knock it down to $38,000. So knocking $500 off. And in this market, any savings over $500, you tell them you heard about it right here, that's a deal that gets done. Pucklich Valley City, they say you drive, we'll ride with you in a 2019 Buick Envision Premium 2, just over 10,000 miles. Tell them you heard about it here. $38,000, all yours. From your friends at What's On Your Mind in Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Gary Eminent sitting in for Scotty, who's on assignment today. We're talking energy today on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, Kevin, thanks. We've been, the first hour, we had Martijn van Kovac of 1LNG from Houston, actually via the Netherlands, and Memo Barreto Energy Extractors talking about LNGs and NGLs and CNGs, all those kind of things. And I really kind of thought it'd be good to follow back up to a guest who's not, he's very familiar with this What's On Your Mind show with Scott Hennon, been on, Justin Kringsted, director of North Dakota Pipeline Authority. Justin, thank you for joining us this morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Gary. Thanks for having me on. And I got to quickly say, I was able to catch a good piece of the first hour of the program. And One thing I'm a huge proponent of is energy literacy, right? And raising those energy conversations and how energy impacts our life. And so it was fun to see. I know there's a lot of heavy topics that were covered, but it's good. This has got to be the listener base that has the most energy intelligence probably anywhere in the world. So it's exciting to see these conversations discussed and get information out there.
I appreciate that. I've been just recently, I've done a lot in and out of the Bakken, sometimes more doing, selling and promoting food or my helping be a partner in building a travel plaza out there, but actually be involved in an industry that, you know, we're actually trying to mitigate that flare. I've had all these acronyms come at me from C123456 is the NGLs and on and on and on. And it's been a challenge to get caught up. And by the way, you've been helpful, and I appreciate me letting me pester you every now and then with an email and asking questions and get my mind around it. And why I really wanted to have you on a little bit, you had a study that you shared kind of a year, and maybe it was a first part of the year, February 23rd, you published a study about what's going on in the Bakken related to pipeline and gas and oil. Can you give us, our listeners, just a little bit of a background of kind of the highlights of that study?
Yeah, so there's a few things going on. So certainly, I've got my hands on all aspects of the oil and gas sector in Western North Dakota. So all the way from the upstream side, the production, how the wells are performing, what type of drilling inventory is out there. That's a big topic as of late when folks look at North Dakota and the longevity and what does it mean, to not only the oil and gas industry, but then also those other sectors of North Dakota that rely on that industry succeeding in Western North Dakota, right? And then obviously all the topics related to natural gas, gas capture, what's happening with the infrastructure build-out, where are the pinch points coming, what type of scale are we talking about. We can certainly talk about that. The crude oil side, what's the current marketplace doing? How does that impact plans not only for this year, but going forward? How does that impact? Are we going to see any difference in the way North Dakota's oil is moved because of sanctions and other things that, that may be impacting refining centers around the U.S.? So all of those things have kind of been on my plate and are out there. But probably the biggest thing of that study that was released, so every 2 years I take a look at, you know, longevity in the Bakken. It's a topic for investors, other analysts, obviously policymakers and others that want to know, you know, what's the life expectancy of this play. And the biggest message from that is folks need to really open their minds when it comes to how these shale plays evolve, right? If myself or Lynn Helms or someone else was on this radio program, you know, 10 years ago, what we thought we knew 10 years ago was we knew what we knew, and we didn't know what we didn't know. And the answers we would have given of, you know, how many years of drilling is remaining? How many wells can be drilled? What's the break-even price in the Bakken? That's always a popular question that folks throw out there. And it has been just absolutely amazing to watch this play evolve, right? And the crux of this study was showing that we actually added more drillable locations at, in a $60 world than were actually drilled in the last 2 years. And how that happens is technology and success that folks have developed in what folks typically call the core. And when people think of the core area of the Bakken, they think of northeast McKenzie County, Fort Berthold, northern Dunn, some of these areas that have really high success rates for oil and gas production. They're taking what they're learning in those areas and they're pushing it out to areas that we would have historically called the fringe, right? Those are areas that 5 years ago we would have said, oh, it takes $80 oil to make that area work, or it takes $100 oil to make that place work. Now they're taking technology, they're pushing it out there, and all of a sudden they're having incredible success rates in areas that we weren't, that we had kind of written off inappropriately. And they're turning $100 locations into $60 locations. And they're adding to our inventory of longevity. When we look at, you know, with still decades of drilling, decades of production, and then a big question mark, how many decades of enhanced oil recovery and all the other aspects that, that come to this. So certainly, you know, the Bakken has matured over the last 10 to 15 years, but that in no way, shape, or form should indicate that, that it's anywhere near expiration, if you will.
So, Justin, the idea, is there like 16, 17,000 wells, I think? Is that the number that's out there right now in North Dakota or maybe the Bakken area?
Correct. Wells that have been drilled to date, yeah. Yes.
Yep. And is the, I heard one time the target was 50,000. Is that a good number?
So it's a fluctuating number, depending upon, yeah, again, price and all. But in a $60 world, I've got somewhere between another 20 to 40,000 additional wells to be drilled. If you bump that up into a price environment where oil prices are $80, then all of a sudden you've got 25 to 50,000. Additional wells that could be drilled. So again, the economics change. You know, you may have a lower performing well, but you can make that work if oil is $80 or $90, where you can't make it work in a $60 world. And so it's not a static number, and that's the number that, you know, sometimes people latch onto it and they'll hold on to it from 5 years ago when the world has changed in 5 years. And so those numbers need to be refreshed. We need to reassess the inventory and what we know of today, and who knows 2 years from now when I redo this, you know, how this is going to evolve even further.
Justin, talk a little bit about the gas side of it. NGLs, I think one of the things in your study, you talked about how that is even going to outpace oil. Give us the listeners a little bit of some background on the gas side of it, because we so often talk about oil and the price of oil. Where do you see gas going, et cetera?
Yeah, so natural gas, obviously everyone's familiar with our gas production and the challenges that have been connected with it over the years. But at its simplest form, people can think of the natural gas being like the bubbles in your Diet Coke, right? As when you pop the top on that bottle of Diet Coke, the pressure is released, and all of a sudden you've got gas, CO2 bubbles going out of that fluid. Same thing happens with that crude oil. In the subsurface, that oil is under pressure. The bubbles, the natural gas, is in there just like it is in that closed pop bottle. As soon as you release the pressure, you bring that fluid to surface, or you start drawing down the pressure in that wellbore, those bubbles start to come out. And you can't drink a Diet Coke without the bubbles. You can't produce Bakken oil without the natural gas. And so they come up together. What we've seen, and we've got all kinds of data to support it, and it's happening, it's real, is that as these wells age and as the reservoir decreases pressure, again, that gas releases itself, and gas flows very easily down in the subsurface. And so the ratio of natural gas to oil is continuing to increase. And this has been a message now for 10 plus years, but it's always surprising us of how much natural gas is being produced. And so the methane, the ethane, all those components that you're talking about in the first hour of the show, those are coming to surface, and those have to be handled appropriately. The infrastructure that we have today is not going to be.
Yeah. Justin, we have to go to break. Can I have you stay on for just a couple more minutes and finish up that thought before we let you go?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay, great. Thank you. We'll be right back. Gary Emmett with What's in Your Mind.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide to save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Happy Wednesday, just about over the hump. The weekend coming. St. Patty's Day tomorrow. Get your Irish on, get a little green beer going, little corned beef and cabbage maybe. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. It's a wellness factory, really. When you think about 20 minutes a day in a sauna and a hot tub and or what it does for your immune system is amazing. It does more for your immune system than any drug. any other wellness item you could do have or take on the planet today, literally. And it's all about raising that internal temperature, sweating the toxins, killing the bugs. There's research studies galore that actually prove that fact. It's amazing what can happen. Think about this. In a Finley Osana, they can put it in your garage and plug it into the wall, and you are getting your sweat on. The infrared or the conventional, if you like the water on the rocks, can do that. Or the infrareds are amazing, too. Whatever you like. And, of course, hot spring spa, bubbling in the backyard, nothing better in the winter months. Yeah, let's call it nothing better any month of the year in this part of the world. Hot spring spas and pool tables through West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks online. Hot spring spas and pool tables, two. That's the number 2.com. Tell them we sent you. What's on your mind? Gary Emmett is sitting in for Scotty Hannon on vacation today. It's kind of a working deal. He's on assignment in Miami learning about the blockchain internet and next level internet stuff. So I'm interested to hear about that tomorrow when he gets back. But for now, Gary's here. Good to have you back, buddy.
Hey, thanks, Kevin. Good to be here today filling in for Scotty. And we've been talking to Justin Kringstad, the director of the North Dakota Pipeline Authority. And we were talking just as we went to the break. I asked Justin to stay around for just 5 more minutes or so. I know he's got an appointment. But I would have wanted to talk a little bit more about the gas and what's happening compared to just the oil. And as gas goes up, Justin, I recall that the oil production, the gas is like about 4 billion cubic feet, and is what's going to happen? Is the gas growing as we put more wells out, and what is the takeaway and the capacity, if you kind of want to give us just a little more background on that before we let you go?
Yeah, so current production is right around 3 billion cubic feet of gas per day. When we think about oil, we're anticipating with what we know today, you know, kind of low single digits growth in oil possible for the next number of years. And so not phenomenal growth like we've seen in the past, but modest growth potential on the oil side. The gas side, though, because of that dynamic we were talking about and that ratio of how the reservoirs and the pressures, you know, we're expecting natural gas to more than double from where it's at today. So we're at 3 BCF. My base model has natural gas going out to 6.5 BCF in the next 15 to 20 years. And so that's more than doubling where we're at today. And the infrastructure that takes, and the gathering, the processing, the transmission of those natural gas liquids that we talked about, the well site solutions that were on the show earlier, all of those components need to be working all together in order for the industry to stay on top of the gas capture challenge. If any piece of that puzzle is missing, you have an incomplete gas capture solution, and we have challenges, and we start to see those flaring numbers creep up. So the goal now is to figure out what type of systems need to be in place, when they need to be in place, what size. All of those details are being hashed out as quickly as possible right now to stay on top of this. And again, it's going to take all fronts. Now we're seeing, especially I think one of our biggest challenges coming up is going to be on transmission, which is the long haul movement of natural gas from the western part of North Dakota to an area of consumption. I expect in the next 2 to 3 years we run out of transmission capacity, both on NGLs as well as our dry gas, the methane side. And so we're going to need some significant expansions, new pipe in the ground. All kinds of projects are going to be necessary if this industry wants to continue to grow and thrive in western North Dakota.
And so just briefly, what happens is if we can't get rid of the gas, either we flare it or we have to shut down some of the well production. Is that correct?
Correct. And if there isn't a gas solution, I mean, the old method of producers just letting the flares rip, that those days are gone. Our publicly traded companies have taken extremely aggressive stances, much more aggressive than even the state's requirements. So they're, many of the corporate targets are 97, 99, some going to near 100%, zero routine flaring in their operation. So a system to capture that level and to reliably do it day in and day out is going to be quite the feat that industry is ready to tackle, but it's going to take billions of additional investment and growth in all segments of the industry.
Well, Justin, we appreciate all that you're doing for the state of North Dakota to help us keep this production going and growing our economy. So thank you for your efforts. And it's a great public servant working for North Dakota. So thank you for joining us today and helping the listener just get a little better feel of what's going on in the Bakken. So, Justin Kringstad,
yeah, thank you.
Director of North Dakota Pipeline Authority, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. Have a good day, Justin. Thank you.
You too.
Well, we transitioned the last half hour. We're going to talk a little politics. We're going to have Senate candidate Keith Boehm from District 33, Tabula, Hazen, Washburn, Pima, McLean County. But we actually have a caller. A guy's been waiting for a half hour to get on. Brady from Las Vegas. Are you still awake? Are you still there? If you are, we'd like to hear what you have to say, buddy.
Buenos dias. I'm awake.
Good for you. So, Brady, what's on your mind today? We got a couple minutes before we go to the break. You've been very patiently waiting, so talk to us.
I know Zelensky had his virtual meeting today, and I'm just wondering why, instead of giving that cokehead any ammo or javelin missiles, why aren't we just claiming Ukraine neutral and get on with this war and end it today? Why are we arming Ukraine?
So you're really saying, I mean, I've been watching, I tend to watch all the networks, but I have to hold my nose or plug my ears sometimes when I listen to some of the liberal airs. But Tucker Carlson has been getting pounded for taking a little bit of what I just heard you say, your position, because there's been such a mantra of let's get in, let's go in, no fly zone, let's go kick out the Russians out of Ukraine. And it's scary and what that could all mean. But but Tucker's been getting pounded. And I don't know if any of you have seen that. Todd, have you seen it at all?
I have not.
Oh, he's been getting pretty pounded because he just kind of said, hey, why don't we just tell him a long time ago that if we had just said Ukraine's not going to be with NATO, that was Putin had a number of issues that we could have just solved this earlier on. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But he is.
Are we past the point of diplomacy, or is diplomacy still a possibility? And if not, then what's the next thing?
Boy, I hope.
Can I offer a suggestion?
I got
one quick. You know, instead of arming them with javelin missiles and anti-tank stuff, the battery systems, why don't we just give Zelensky and the Ukrainians a bunch of eight balls and some crack pipes that Joe Biden's going to hand out?
Well, that could probably work, but I gotta say, I've been impressed with this guy. When people didn't give him much credit, when Putin and his army was coming in, everybody thought this guy was going to run for cover. I'm not going to sit here and defend one way or the other, but I have to say that Zelensky's impressed me as far as stepping up in this very, very difficult time.
Have you seen the movie Oliver Stone, Ukraine at War?
No, I just saw something about it yesterday, but I have not bothered looking at it yet.
That is a directly must see. Everybody needs to watch that video. It's already been banned, but if you go on bitchute.com, you'll be able to call it up. Also, watch Oliver Stone's meetings. He's got a 3 or 4 part series with Vladimir. He sits down with him. You'll see exactly what's going on in the Ukraine. It starts back in 2014.
Okay, Brady, we're going to the break. Thanks
Sounds
for
like
the site. Check
mean,
it out. I'm going to Google it. I'm not a big Oliver Stone fan, but every now and then he does surprise me. So I'll watch it. I appreciate it. Thanks, Brady. We'll be back. Keith Boehm, Senate candidate, District 33.
Coming up on What's On Your Mind.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Zelensky, addressing Congress this morning, politely pointed out keeping the peace has failed in 2022, and new institutions are needed to keep the world safe. The leader of Ukraine is not the only one frustrated by America's leadership and feet-dragging mentality. New York Republican Representative Elise Stefanik.
This administration has been far too slow, not only in their implementation of sanctions, but the lack of completeness of sanctions. The Ukrainian people need those makes, and they need them now. They needed them yesterday.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says civilians are being murdered by Russian forces because President Biden is wasting time reacting and not leading.
The problem is this administration has delayed time and again, creating the situation to be worse, giving the wrong message to Putin. All of that's been a mistake. The weeks that he has waited now about whether the MiGs could go. How many people have died?
USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Gary Emmett is sitting in for Scotty, who's on assignment, back tomorrow. I'll tell you what, we are brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. You want to get hungry? I'm going to make you hungry. It's home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, which means when you stop into Glendon today and you order the tater tot hot dish, it's, first of all, homemade from scratch. Then you can take it with you. How convenient is that? Up in Yulin, doing Orange or General Chow Chicken today. 205 NP Avenue's got lasagna. 12th Avenue serving up those delicious Swedish meatballs. Main Avenue in West Fargo, West Main's got Swedish meatballs for Sloppy Joe's today. Harwood, chicken, bacon, ranch, casserole. That sounds delicious. And in Valley City, exit 292, off I-94, Swedish meatballs or lasagna today. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience always available at PetroServe USA across the neighborhood. Always helping America fuel better, and they are hiring. Gary Emmett is sitting in for Scotty today. Scotty's back tomorrow from his tech symposium in Miami, but they've got going. I'm kind of interested to hear what that's all about. Blockchain and interesting, you know, things on the horizon for the tech world and the web. But for now, we're talking energy. Gary's here. Good to have you back, buddy.
Hey, thank you, Kevin. I think Scott, well, you know, he's missing out on some nice weather, but to go to Miami this time of year, not bad. Most of these conferences, they have you in great swanky places, nice views of the ocean.
We had like 63 in Bismarck yesterday. I mean, why go to Miami if it's going to be that warm here?
It is feeling like spring, isn't it?
You know, like when I went to Mesa the last night, it was 35. There was ice all over the car, and I had to warm it up. I could be in North Dakota and have that. Why bother going to Arizona?
That is a rip-off when you go to a nice climate and you get bad weather.
Exactly.
Terrible. That sucks. So we've been talking energy, but I wanted to shift and talk a little politics today because that's just kind of what I like to do. We've been kind of going back and forth where there's been a little bit of some complaining across the districts, Todd, and around the state where people are running, you know, and they're not part of what I would call the establishment. And I hate to use that because we sometimes use that too easily, but It's a lot of times in districts, they like to recruit who they want to be the candidate.
There is kind of an insider versus outsider thing going on.
It very much so. It's a big time. And I've always felt that the process needs to be free, independent. And if somebody wants to run and you're a Republican and your philosophy is right, you ought to just run. And that's your right to do it. And if you win, that's great. That's what it's about. But we got about a half a dozen places around the state where people been a little uptight where somebody's challenged an incumbent. And because of redistricting, you know, some districts get folded together, which has happened. I'm up in Washburn now, and which used to be District 8, which is now we got folded into District 33.
There's no place like home, huh?
No place like home. I'm back home. That's Washburn. Good news, I'm not carrying out groceries every day like I used to when I was up there, which is always a little bit more work than I want sometimes. I'm kind of lazy. But anyway, we got Keith Bain with us. Keith is an entrepreneur, father, husband, grandfather, worked in the coal industry, who decided to get in the race and run and challenge a sitting incumbent. Now, obviously the district changed, and I happened to go to that meeting as it's my local district, and there was like 400 people there. It was amazing. But I've seen some people write about it and be critical and, you know, and talk about the Bastiat guys are taking this over, and it's just not true. This is in the case of our guest, Keith Bain. I want him to talk a little bit how he came to be a candidate and his background. And it didn't at all come out of what people are trying to make these accusations. So, hey, Keith, welcome to the show. Thanks for taking time out of your schedule.
Thank you, Gary. It's good to be here.
So, Keith, tell listeners a little bit about yourself before we talk about how you chose to be a candidate and run for the state senate and actually won the endorsement in a competitive race. And talk a little bit about your personal life, who you are, where you came from, and your where you grew up, etc.
Yeah. Well, I have very deep roots west of Mandan. I grew up there. I spent my entire life there. I farmed with my father and family for 40-some-odd years. I worked in the energy industry for 42 years. And I've been a small businessman with the Flying J Travel Center out west of Mandan there. We picked that up as an opportunity back in 1997 and have taken it to a successful business venture. I'm married to my wife, Janelle, for 38 years. We have 8 children and 15 grandchildren, and we have a very busy life.
Wow. Fantastic. So you've spent 42 years in the energy industry, 40 years farming. And by the way, congratulations on that Flying J Travel Center and doing what you do. When I and my boys want to go have a big breakfast, there's only two places we even consider. One is driving out to your Flying J truck stop, which is just, for the listeners out there, just west of Mandan, right where Highway 25.
One of my favorites.
You have great sausage patties. I have the same thing, loaded hash browns. The only place that can compete with you, in my mind, is the Little Cottage. So between the Little Cottage and your truck stop, that's where I go when I'm having breakfast.
And one's better to park a big truck at than the other.
Yeah, absolutely.
By the way, too.
So you guys do a great job out there.
Yeah, I attribute that to our great staff.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's great. I love entrepreneur stories where people have done that. And Keith, when you've so if you've been in business, farm for 40 years, you're not 35 years old because you got a few years on your working in industry. Walk me through that process of how all of a sudden at this stage of your life, you decide with 15 grandkids and 8 kids and this time to retire, if you're getting close to that, you decide to run for the state senate. How did you come to that decision?
It all started about a year ago when I attended I was asked by some hardworking moms and dads to attend a mask rally at the state capitol. And that was my, you know, I other than some pro-life causes over the years, you know, I haven't attended many of that because I wasn't a very political person. And so I attended that rally, and I could see that there was some recruitment efforts going on as far as me personally going, you know, being there. And so that evolved, and I attended a district reorg back in May. And I almost, after that reorg, it was such a interesting experience, I would call it, that I almost wanted to run in the opposite direction. And but I got to thinking about it, and I looked over my past, and I hadn't been involved in politics at all for forever, other than those pro-life causes. And I thought about my children, thought about my grandkids, And I thought, well, I was partially responsible for the state of our country because of my uninvolvement. And so I decided to jump into the race.
I think that's fascinating. And what I think is important for people to hear is here's a person, and this can be any listener out there, you're just an average Joe working your life, raising your family, your kids, have a career, farming, running a travel plaza as a partner, what all those things do. Everybody's got their story of what they do with their family. And you attend a little reorganization, you go to a rally, you get kind of like, I'm frustrated, I'm fed up with some things, and you decide to run. And that's what's great about America, and it's great about North Dakota politics. It's very, very local, and it gives, if someone wants to do it, it's got to be an inspiration for other people, and I would encourage other people to hear his story, because just because someone's a sitting incumbent, whether you like them or not, if you just want to get involved, you just attend a local district event, and there's always opportunities, but it does take initiative on a part of yourself, Keith, to say, talk it over with your wife and your family and say, I'm going to commit to doing this, because it's not without some sacrifice, is it?
That's correct. It took me about 6 months to make the decision. You know, my whole family was involved. They had to all say yes.
Because that's all right.
This political world is a mess right now.
It is.
And it's going to take quite a commitment, and it's going to take a lot of effort to help right this ship.
So, Keith, if you were to articulate a few of your key points that when someone's out there listening or wants to get involved and volunteer and help you, District 33 is really part of West Amanda and goes out and includes Beulah, Hazen, Stanton, Center, includes Washburn, part of Underwood, Riverdale, I believe, Cole Harbor, goes a little bit west or east of Washburn along 83. That's kind of the new District 33, so it's kind of got a lot of number of new people came into the district. But what are some things that are guiding principles that made you want to run? And if someone's going to support you financially or someone's going to come work on your campaign or vote for you, what does Keith Bain believe?
Well, first of all, I'm a conservative. I'm a fiscal and social conservative. And, you know, I believe that the family is the key to the survival of our nation. And when we were calling around for support on this, for the endorsement convention, we got a finger on the pulse of the district. And the thing that most people were concerned about was the family. And what's happening to it, you know, some of them were concerned about taxes, property taxes, you know, and we're in a big energy district and, you know, probably the largest energy district in the state as far as coal is concerned. And, you know, people are concerned about that, but that was not the biggest issue. And it was concern about the decay of our culture.
Hmm. And so do you have issues where kids wearing masks in school? You have the whole philosophy of gender confusion. I've heard stories from parents from all over the state, different points of what teachers and even in national, even worse than here, of getting communications from, you know, well, we got a lot of great teachers and most of our teachers are reasonably conservative, but this whole gender identity stuff is totally out of whack. I mean, that's got to be high on the priority from what people are talking about, families as well, I assume.
Yes, that has been a big topic, and I'm going to make a statement there from Tim Scott's 11 principles, and it kind of sums everything up. And he says, men are men, women are women, unborn babies are babies, follow the science.
Wow. Hey, Keith, I'm going to pause there. We're going to the break. I want to come back and finish that thought. Thanks for joining us. Hey, Keith Bain, District 33, Republican. Stay tuned.
it great when you get credit for what you've done? When you choose the University of Mary to earn or finish your degree, our team examines your prior work experience and accomplishments that can be counted as college credits. We'll also add any transfer credits, plus encourage you to test out of courses where you are already proficient. With an entire University of Mary team working for you, you can do this. Discover the best path to your degree at online.umary.edu/discover more.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
All month long at Effectraserve USA, you're going to save on Red Bull, 3 12-ounce cans are $6. Wild River Beef Jerky, $4.99 a pack. Stun Guns are $5 off. And that any size fountain pop or coffee cappuccino deal is good all month long. 49 cents, you pick the size. What a deal. Fresh baked muffins, fresh baked cookies, a 4 for $4 deal where you get a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best made cookies around, and a drink on us. 4 for $4, Effectraserve USA.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Mine is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com, where your warranty is for a lifetime. The new 2022 Sierra 1500s are on the way, and you can get yours ordered now so you've got the latest and greatest. Every year they throw more stuff into what a GMC pickup can do, so check those out at SchwannBuickGMC.com. Also, the new Buicks and GMCs are arriving daily. And over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs are all clearly marked, priced to sell. All makes and models, and most come with those lifetime powertrain warranties. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com. Coming up on 10 before the hour, it's What's in Your Mind. Scott Hinn back tomorrow on assignment, learning all kinds of techie stuff, so he'll be talking over our heads tomorrow, I'm sure. Impressing us with his vast knowledge and all that, which is fine.
Well, I'll push him on that blockchain.
I'm already impressed with his vast knowledge. I don't need, you know, him to go to more seminars just to prove the point. Gary Evans, speaking of past knowledge, he's here on What's in Your Mind.
Yeah, he's short and slight on knowledge, but always have an opinion to offer. So, hey, we've been talking to Keith Boehm just prior to the break. We had about 4 or 5 more minutes before we finish out the show today as we've been talking energy. Keith Boehm, Republican, running from District 33, 40 years farming, 42 working in the coal industry, Flying J Travel Plaza west of Mandan. So great breakfast, great gas, great location. Keith, I appreciate you sharing your point of the Tim Scott's Rescue America, where he's really got his 11 points. And just before we went to the break, you referred to what he referred to, men are men, women are women, and unborn babies are babies. We believe in science. That's a great point. And you talked about how education and schools are all driving a lot of parents to be, it's a high issue. And Tim Scott's point of his 11 points for running talks about fair elections and family and education and liberty and America first. I mean, if you're going to run for office, you should run because you believe in something and have a philosophy, right?
That's correct.
And as you were out traveling around and calling delegates and in the district and winning an election, and now you have a, are you going to have an opponent in the primary? You don't have to say the name, but if you is someone challenging you that you beat? It's a question for you. I don't know.
I believe we will. We hear some rumblings out that their petitions are being gathered, and we are going to run our primary campaign the same way that we ran our endorsement campaign. And we're going to give it our all, and all the way through to the general. And the reason we're doing that is, you know, God kind of gives us skills and talents and so forth. So we're inclined to use them for his kingdom. And as we go forward here, you know, God's going to do his part, but we have to do ours. And therefore, we're going to give it everything we got. All my experience and resources are going to be used to accomplish this task.
Well, Keith, as a small business owner and working in the energy industry, that experience matters when you end up at the legislature, because so often bills come forward, and if you aren't rooted in a particular philosophy, there's pressure to spend and to just pass laws because there's so many bills coming at you, you don't have time. So if you're not rooted with a deep faith and understanding being an entrepreneur and business, is this is good? Is it local control versus feds? And I appreciate people like yourself who you know, take precious time away from your family, your life, and give back to the citizens of the district and the people of North Dakota. So my hat's off to you. Do you have any last thoughts you would like to pass on to the listeners as your campaign goes forward?
Well, we're just going to give it our all. You know, our district is concerned about property taxes. It's concerned about sustaining the energy industry. And it's concerned about individual liberty, and we're going to work on all those issues as we move forward.
Keith, do you have a website or a Facebook page so people can reach out to you that you could share with the listeners?
Yes, the website is Boehm for ND, BoehmForND.com, and we do have a Facebook page under the same name.
Okay, so Boehm4ND.com. You got a Facebook page. Your name is Keith Boehm, K-E-I-T-H, Boehm, B-O-E-H-M. District 33, running Republican State Senate. You can take contributions from anywhere in the state, so you can reach out to Keith if you want to volunteer, work on his campaign. One last question, Keith. Have the Democrats have a candidate, or is the battle going to be just in the Republican primary if there's a battle?
Right now, it looks like this in the Republican primary. We haven't heard of any Democratic candidates. I'm sure they'll present one.
You know, it's been very typical across the state. There's been very low energy. There's been not a lot of interest. The Democrat Party in North Dakota has aligned itself nationally with these far-left agendas. I don't know how anybody can even hardly be a candidate and run for office in North Dakota on the Democrat National Party platform. and localizing it. So that's why the battle's brewing when people are complaining that Republicans are fighting amongst themselves. It's really a function of that's where the action's at. If you want to be a candidate, you're really running against another Republican. And so my hat's off to you that you have taken time to run and to take a sitting incumbent, even though the district incorporated some of District 8. And the fact that you went out and organized, recruited volunteers, took some principles that you stood on and said you're going to stand by the Republican Party platform. So my hat's off. Thank you, Keith, for taking time of your life to do that.
Okay. Thanks, Gary, for this opportunity.
Yep. Good luck with your campaign. So this has been Gary Emanis filling in for Scott Hennin. What's on your mind? Scott will be back. He's in Miami. So, Todd Mitchell, thanks for letting me sit in with you today.
Hey, absolutely. Get ready to feel smarter about tech stuff tomorrow.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 179 times, and I'm inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our five escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibits. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.